today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Every day I hear people say, I want to change. Every day I hear people say, if they would do this or that, I would be in a position to make the changes in my life. Some people say that people make them mad, angry, upset, and cause them to respond in a way that's not favorable. There have been times when I have spoken with someone in a session and they have said to me, I would change if I could. They often say, I don't know how to change. How often have you heard someone say they don't know how to do what you know they have the power to do? What is your assessment of that thought process? Most of the time, when people say that, they're telling you they don't really want to try. It's easier for them to continue with what I would call functional behavior. It works for them. The key to changing any behavior is to allow the right behavior to manifest. Take action to see the results. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, it is written, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In this very simple verse is the answer to change your behavior. I'm not saying it will be easy. I'm not saying you won't have difficulty and be confronted with self, not wanting to leave what's familiar. I'm saying when you read the verse, difficulty understanding it escapes the reading. What the verse is saying is that you and I have the power to change if we allow the mind that is Christ to be in us. How do you do this? We have to get out of our way. We can't focus on who we think we are, but we must humble ourselves and do what Christ did. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, it is written, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Look at what Christ did. He made himself of no reputation. He emptied himself. He set aside his privileges, the glory of a face-to-face relationship with God in heaven. He set aside his independent authority. He completely submitted himself to the will of the Father and came to earth as a man to redeem man. He did this to give you and I the power to change our behavior by allowing this mind, his mind, to be in us by the power of his Holy Spirit. If you want to change your behavior, allow the mind of Christ to lead and guide you to the appropriate, responsible behavior of a mature believer. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.